Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, and wherever you're listening to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for another blessed day, another golden opportunity you've given us to go into the lesson today. Father, I pray that your spirit will be with us and release to us the understanding we need this day. Dear Lord, we acknowledge you before our going in into the Word of God and the going in of the study. That, dear Lord, that you will reveal to us the things that we need to know. Father, I pray that you will bless me today to give your word accordingly that will be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you have your Bibles once again, let us open to the book of Matthew chapter 24. The book of Matthew chapter 24. We're going to come with two opening scriptures, then we will continue on in our lesson. Amen. Once again, I want to stress once again, for those of you that are first-time listeners, whether it's to the broadcast itself or listening to this series for the first time, I want to lead you back to part one. After you listen to part six, it's good to go back to listen to the first five parts, but especially part one, because in part one, I let you know that there's going to be two more books along with the Bible that I'm going to mention to you. These books, two books, contain the Word of God also that goes with the Bible. And so I don't want to be you be caught off surprise or caught off guard when I mention these two books, because you say, well, what is these two books? Well, they're books of the Word of God. And in part one, I tell you where to go to on Blog Talk Radio to listen more about these two books. Amen. And I just wanted to give you the heads up because, you know, you may hear me. No doubt I've been mentioning the series. You may hear me even somewhat more somewhat to mention them once again. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 and verse 38. The Word of God said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 17, and as you keep that in mind, because this is our two scriptures that we're going to start off with once again. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and verse 27. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hallelujah. Now, in Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and 27, the Word of God said, For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be also the coming, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, we have been looking at this series, and the title of this series is The End Time is Like Noah's Time. Today, this is part six. And we've been looking at why Jesus said that and let us know that this end time that we're living in today is like Noah's time. And what he's doing is he letting us know what we're seeing today. We're getting a glimpse of what was happening in Noah's day. And just like a flood representing the judgment came upon them, a judgment is to come upon this earth in these latter days. Amen. Now, we have been looking at this series, and one of the last thing we have been looking at is that the part where Jesus said that they were marrying and given into marriage. Here in Luke recorded that he said that they married wives, okay, and they were given in marriage. And we come to understand that, you know, along with the eating and drinking, some people may perhaps look at this and say, hey, if they were just eating and drinking, I don't see nothing wrong. Everybody eats and drinks, you know. And if they were married and given in marriage, I definitely don't see nothing wrong, because that's what Jesus wants people to do, get married, right? Well, what some will fail to understand is that this eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, represents not only they living their lives, without thinking about Christ and living their lives contrary to God, but representation of an unholy union. And what we come to understand is that Jesus was letting us know that one of the things we'll see in this last days to let us know how this time is like Noah's time is the marriages, the unholy marriages, the unholy unions. Now, we went in, I think it was part five, part four and a little bit of part five, where we looked at the type of marriage that God set up, amen, and what is susceptible to God. And so now we've been looking lately at unholy unions, okay, and why they're not acceptable to God, and why that, you know, these unholy unions, even in this day and time, lets you see a glimpse of what was happening in Noah's day, amen. So the very last one we looked at, amen, we looked at, and I want to continue a little bit more on it. Remember, and I gave you Genesis 6, but the Bible said the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they took them for wives. And what came from them was giants. So we would refer to them as Nephilims. And these sons of God was not humans, okay? These were fallen angels, okay? And they took on flesh and came unto these women, took the women as wives, okay? Which this is not a holy union, but an unholy union of the Lord. And so from that, we had been looking at how that one of the unholy unions in this day and time is that there are a marriage called spirit spouses. And I define to you what that means. Simply what that means is that there are people who are having sex with demons, with evil spirits. And as I said before, to some of you that hear that, you'll say, okay, he coming with some myth stuff. Now, this Casper the Friendly Ghost, this fictional stuff. No, people, it is for real. Just like in Genesis, the fallen angels took on flesh and took these women to wives and had sex with these women, okay? People are having sex with demon spirits this day and today, okay? I gave you the account or the little information about Anna Nicole Smith. Now, many of you know Anna Nicole Smith, and I gave you where to go and research and look this up there, but it was recorded that she said that she had sex with demons. And I know that when some people may have heard it, they think that's impossible. We knew something was wrong with her. She did act like it's some, you know, she's crazy and all that. And so they think it's not so because they label her as crazy. But yes, that is possible. In fact, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be straightly surprised that it is so. I say that to say this for this reason. When I used to look at Anna Nicole Smith, I knew she was into something deep that was not good. I can sense it. I can see it over her. Okay? Amen. Now, maybe some of y'all couldn't, but I know some of you, others of you understand what I'm talking about. So, yes, it is possible. I gave you this account of a woman. I think she was from Britain, who said that it is possible to have sex, as she said, with a ghost. It was nothing but a demon spirit. She's into that witchcraft and occultist stuff. Amen. So she got involved with that, and no doubt they have sex with demons. Okay. Amen. Now, I guarantee you, if they weren't scared and really talk to you, and once again, I want to say this before I go any further, people. What I'm reporting to you on here, I'm not trying to be vulgar, okay? I'm not trying to be obscene. I'm not trying to be nasty. But some of this that I would call out is that you really need to know what's happening and why that the Lord let us know that one of the things, the signs that would tell us that this day is like Noah's time, is these unholy unions, okay? Marriage overall is a union between a man and a woman, okay? And the Lord Jesus was letting us know that there will be unholy unions, okay, that will signify to you and give you the glimpse of what was happening in Noah's day. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to give you a report on something else here in connection with that. Amen. And hallelujah. Because like I said, people, this is serious. This is not a game. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pull this up here. And I want to read this research that I did on, and we're still talking about that there are, people are having sexual relations with demons. That is unholy union. When the Lord took and brought forth the first husband and wife, it was a man and woman, okay? It was not, you didn't see the Lord had Adam having sexual relations with fallen angels, okay? Nor did he have Eve doing that, okay? Amen. Because some of you will hear this and you go, well, you know, one of the popular things I hear that people say, to each his own, okay? To each his own, to each his own, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are a couple of, if you were to call it sexual demons. Now, people, I want to say this as I go on to say this. This is for real, okay? This is for real. You know, there are, you would, and some of you may have heard it, these type of spirits, but they do exist. It's an incubus and a succubus spirit. Now, they're characterized. An incubus spirit is a delusional belief in female patients of being sexually approached by an unforeseen person. It's rarely described in literature and description. It has been limited to isolated case reports, okay? So the incubus spirit is a demon spirit that's supposed to try to have sexual relations with women, A succubus spirit is a demon spirit that tried to have come like in a female form and try to have sex with men. Okay. Now, once again, people, please hear this, because this is for real. I'm not making this up. This is for real. And many times, too, people don't understand that you can invite these spirits into your home simply by things you're watching, things you're listening to, and things you're getting into. Now, I guarantee you, many people who, especially those who may not, who, I should put it this way, if they didn't feel embarrassed, could come out and tell you, say, hey, I experienced this thing at night. Because a lot of times these spirits show up at night when you go into bed. Let's get real. And there are people who are engaging in this with these incubus and succubus spirits. Okay. They're demon spirits, people. This is serious. I mean, once again, this is not a game. Okay. I'm not on this broadcast just coming up with something or just saying something to you. This is for real. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is something serious. Okay. And this thing happens, and it has happened, and it's still happening today. Okay. Amen. And just like those fallen angels took on flesh and had sex with the daughters of men, there's demon spirits, incubus and succubus spirits, having sex with people today. Okay? Amen. And many people are engaging in it. Okay? Some people may have started engaging in it. Now they want to stop, and they can't stop. These demons are taking over. Because, see, one thing about it, when anyone open up doors to demons to do stuff, especially stuff like that, they're not going to stop just because you say stop. See, Satan is a demon that he's all about trying to take people against their will. He doesn't care one iota about your will. Okay? So I say this to you that are listening. If you are experiencing these demon spirits touching your private parts at night and all this stuff, and you're experiencing that, okay, first, one of the things you want to do, don't get me wrong, there are cases of where demons attack, but there are many cases where that there are open doors. And you need to repent. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're watching, you need to stop watching it, okay? Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of very bad no-no shows that you are watching on TV and has opened and invited these spirits into your house. Amen. And don't get me wrong, sometimes they're just attacking dreams. But whenever they are constantly coming, okay, you got to look for there being an open door. And we're living in a time now where, you know, people are having sex with these demons, okay? There's, and I want you to understand something else, too. One of the reasons why they're doing this thing, because as I go on a series and name another particular marriage, you're going to find out that, and understand this, that people in this day and time, let's say a man was liking a woman and she hurt him real bad. And so now he think all women are evil. So he start turning to men. But then he get hurt by another man. Now he think all men are bad. And now he turned into demon spirits. What I'm telling you is this. You're finding more people who's turned away from having sexual relation with humans. And I guarantee you, if you talk to them and ask them why, they had been hurt by someone, okay? And they feel like, man, it just messing with humans. You know, just like I gave you guys the testimony of this, and it was evil, of this British woman who talks about she had sex with ghosts. And she talking about it was better than having sex with a human being. And you be like, how in the world is that? They let you know she got some serious problems. When you look in the Bible about a sexual relation, God had ordained it to be between husband and wife, okay? And on top of that, you don't read the Lord having a man or a human man marrying a fallen angel or okaying that people have sex with demons. You don't find that. You're not going to find that because that is not in the way of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So there are incubus and succubus spirits out there and doing things to men and women, okay? And like I said, it's just like with a lot of people that first get into witchcraft, they think it's something marvelous. See, this is where the devil gets them at. The devil, they ask the devil for something, he give it to them, and they, oh, I like this, you know? Or somebody made them mad and they want to get revenge on them. Go to the devil for witchcraft and may have a leg or theirs broken or an arm or something, have something bad to them, and they see it happen. Then they get, now they're getting attached to the devil. And see, that's what the devil wants. And he want to get you so deep to a point where he takes over. And hear me. Just because you say, stop, devil, no more, he is not going to stop. Okay. The Lord, his spirit is a gentleman. And the Lord doesn't take anybody against their will. The devil is all about taking you against your will. Okay. So some of you listening to this, I pray that you really listen to this. Okay. Because some of you have opened the door for these incubus and succubus spirits. You've been looking at these rated X magazines, these rated X movies. You've been looking at listening to seductive stuff. You know, a lot of this so-called, even this music today. I give you an example. Now, some of you may be a big fan of this person, and you might get upset, but I got to tell you the truth. I give you an example of a music or songs that can open up the door for these spirits. The songs that R. Kelly wrote, those, let me tell you something. They weren't just sexual songs. They had something very deep and satanic attached to it, okay? As well as Prince and some of these other songs, okay? Very deep satanic, I'm talking about deep sexual lust thing, okay? Amen. And see, some of y'all is playing not just his songs, but some of these other songs that got this type of music in your home. You're playing it all through the house. And see, you open up the door for these spirits to come in and start messing with you. And like I said, some people are straight out purposely doing it because they're saying to themselves, they say, well, ain't no need to fool with a woman. They hurt you. There ain't no need to fool with a man. They hurt you. So I'm going to turn to, the demon spirits. And understand this, people. Demon spirits are not gentlemen, okay? You can counsel that. If you're looking for a demon spirit to be a gentleman, you might well forget it, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so the Lord, Genesis 2, okay, he gave Eve to be Adam's wife. And the Bible said in Genesis 1 that God made man, male and female. So in a marriage and a union and sexually, God set it up in the Word of God. When you go to Ephesians chapter 5, same thing. The word said, this is why a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, not to an angel, not to a fallen angel, not to a demon, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he said, let every man have a wife and every woman have a husband, okay? Not a demon spirit, amen? See, that this we got to stress this. Like I said, I gave you this book and chapter so you can look at this for yourself, because some of y'all got too much of that attitude where you say to each his own stuff. You know, that's another kind of phrase I'm just getting tired of hearing. You know, people, when they express no concerns, they say, well, to each his own. To each his own, meaning what? You know, most time you find saying that, they in agreement with that wrong being done anyhow. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. They are in agreement with that wrong being done. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's going on, people, in this day and time, okay? It's happening. Hallelujah. Incubus and succubus spirits. And people are having sex with these demon spirits, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, this ain't far-fetched. Now, once again, some of y'all say, oh, there he come with this stuff again, you know, this makeup stuff. No, it's not nothing made up now. This is for real, you know. Amen. And now you got so many people who started off, quote, enjoying it. Now that them demons really have showed themselves, amen, now they like, oh, I want to get out of this. I want to stop. Now you're in so deep. You think them demons like, oh, okay, well, since you ain't joining no more, we'll stop. No. And now they need the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to help them to be delivered from that. Amen. Amen. They need the power of the Lord Jesus to help them to be delivered from that. It's serious, people. Very serious. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. No game. Straight up serious. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, I want to turn your attention to another unholy union, a marriage, in this Luke chapter 17, which let us know what is happening in Noah's time, because his end time is like Noah's time, okay, which is going to cause judgment to come. Now, notice in verse 27 that Jesus told you what they were doing. He said they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. They married wives, and they were given in marriage. Now, I told you once before, one of the interesting things about, you know, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, in Arabic, hallelujah. And, you know, if you have a concordance, you can look up these words to find out what was the original word there, because we know that when the Bible was written, it was not written in English. And so when you have people like, for example, King James, who took it and translated over to the English language, he put words there that he said that should be equal to it with our language. And I noticed that Jesus said here they was marrying wives and giving into marriage. And I noticed that marrying and the word marriage had two different Greek words. Marrying, from the Greek word gamel, means to wed of either sex. That's what it means. But the word marriage in the original Greek is dealing with to marry off a daughter. To marry off a daughter. Now, that was something specific. Amen. So that brings me to my next marriage, unholy union, unholy marriage. It's called child marriages. Child marriages. Amen. Hallelujah. Child marriages. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, I want to read to you a paper that is entitled, The Ugly Truth of Child Marriages. Twitter users expose this ugly system. Now it's referred to as a system. Now, people, I'm here to tell you that child marriages exist today. Some of y'all know I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all may be saying, hey, I don't know. I ain't heard of it. I ain't seen it. Some of y'all may say that. Some of y'all may also be saying, man, that's made up. That ain't happening. But it is. It is. Now, I want to read to you from this topic, and this is what this paper says. It says, child marriages have always been at the forefront of discussion, a heavily debatable topic that has yet to reach a consensus in Malaysia. Before delving deeper into this topic, here's a quick breakdown on child marriages according to the International Women's Health Coalition. Okay, this is according to the International Women's Health Coalition. They said child marriage is generally understood, now get this, to mean marriages that take place before the age of 18. However, for many girls, marriage occurs much earlier. In some countries, this would take place as young as, listen to this, 7 or 8, where girls are forced by their families to marry much older men. Did you hear that? Oh, this is for real. See, God's letting you know. Say, that's why he said this time is like Noah's time. You're getting a glimpse of how it was in Noah's time and why the judgment was coming. And they say here that in some countries, I mean, as young as 7 or 8 year old girls are forced. That it say girls. See, when the word marry and giving in marriage means to wed off a daughter, that come to me, okay? When it comes to these child marriages, for the most part, who the one is wed off? The girl. Now, they said that, and sometimes they have a little girl, a young girl, and a young boy, but as I read to you here, in some countries, as young as 7 or 8 year old girls are forced by their families to marry much older men. Now, get this. It said there are many factors as to why this takes place. The most prominent reason includes, get this, listen closely, poverty, where girls are deemed as a financial burden to their families. Did you hear that? So some of their family is marrying them off to older men because they are in poverty, and they look at the girls as being a financial burden. Then it said norms and beliefs indoctrinated via traditions that emphasize on the fact that marriage is a phase of womanhood as well as a survival mechanism, where marrying off daughters in the circumstance where the parents are unable to feed and educate all their children. These are almost like babies, okay? Amen. The statistics of child marriage is shocking too. According to United Nations, listen to this, 37,000 girls under the age of 18 are married each day. And if the present trend continues, more than 140 million girls will be married before the age of 18 in the next decade. Wow. The global statistics regarding this matter might seem a tad bit unimportant for Malaysians. After all, what does this have to do with our country, right? Well, you're wrong. Okay. Now, get this. From January to September 2020, there were 543 child marriages, including applications recorded in this country, Sarawak, being the highest reported figures. This low figure might be contributed by the pandemic, which has restricted our movements. That's not all. In August 2018, both the JKSM and NRD reported that there were 5,362 applications for marriages below the age of 18 for Muslim couples from 2013 to 2017, while there were 2,367 marriages below the age of 18 for non-Muslim couples. This is a worrying figure indeed. Now, we're talking about the children, okay? I'm talking about as young as 7 or 8 years old. And they said some of these girls are even trafficked to the country as mail order brides. They're being robbed of their childhood, okay? And all of that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You get what I'm saying? These child marriages, these kids are being robbed of their childhood. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is going on in this day and time, people. This is happening in this day and time, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to read another one. Glory be to God. Another research paper. And I want to type this in right quick because I want to read this unto you. And this is important, people. This is very important. But this is the time we're living in. And the Lord said, what you're seeing now, you're getting a glimpse of what was happening in Noah's time, which contribute into causing the judgment to come upon the people. You know, you got families, they're marrying their daughters off at a very young age, okay? Very young age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read to you this this paper here, and I was wondering, hallelujah, was there any child marriages happening, you know, in the United States? Okay. Amen. I was wondering, you know, hallelujah, was it so? And I want to read to you that, and the title of this is that it says, child marriages is not uncommon in the U.S., but states are taking action. Okay. Now, one here says, North Carolina has become the latest state to whittle away at child marriage, joining a growing number of states raising the minimum marriage age or outlawing child marriage altogether. Governor Roy Cooper signed a bill raising the minimum age to 16 years old. He raised it to 16 years old. Wow. August 26, leaving Alaska as the only state whose laws expressly allows marriages as young as 14. According to the Unchained At Last, an organization dedicated to ending forced and child marriages in the United States. Listen, I mean, 14 years old. 14 years old. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, it says child marriage, the marriage of a minor to an adult or to another minor, is widespread across the country today, according to a report from Child USA, a national think tank that aims to combat child abuse in the U.S. More than 200,000 child marriages took place in the U.S. Yeah, here in the United States, people, between the year 2000 and 2015, according to Frontline data. Of those child marriages, Most minors involved were girls. Do you hear that? Were girls. And more than 80% of the marriages were between an adult and a minor. More than 80%. Our daughters being married off to older men or to adults. Yeah, here in America, not just in other countries. Here in America, you know, you hear us on the broadcast, you hear the sisters and them talk about the concern for the children, and you see one of the reasons why. Look what's happening to them. They're being married off. Listen, I'm going to say something here that I know some of you may not agree with. But, for example, and this was even when I was growing up and it's still now, when a child becomes 18 years old, they are considered grown. I don't agree with that. Because they still ain't fully developed yet, okay? They may have had some development physically, but mentally, they're not ready. But see, here in the United States, oh, they're grown. And they're 18 years old, they put them out as grown. And guess what? That kind of spirit has taken on our young kids. Because I'm going to tell you something. It was in my time, and that's one of the things that affected me. Made me think I was bigger than life. You know, you got kids now that they know this. And they feel like as soon as they walk down that aisle, I'm talking about high school aisle, they already figure, I'm grown. You can't tell me what to do. Amen. And I've seen some of us as parents, instead of being a parent until they're fully grown and on out the house, we turn over everything to them and let them make all their own decisions. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you don't supposed to let them have a mind, but you're still supposed to be in some type of authority. But see, many of us as parents have just let them go. Why? Because in the United States, we have said, we've let the society and the government and all of them say, they're 18, they're grown. Amen. And just throw them out there to be their grown self, and they're making a lot of unnecessary mistakes and errors and bloops and all that. But now as we talk about this child marriage, like I read to you, what was that, Alaska? Come on, you can be 14? Come on, people. What development are they? Their childhood is taken away. You let them marry at 14, they ain't got much of a childhood. And that's another thing that's wrong with some of the children today. They ain't had much of a childhood. Some children have been thrust into a grown-up role at age 13 and 12 and 11. Some of them is taking care of their own selves. While mom and daddy out there doing their thing. They either at the social, at the club, in the juke joint or all that, and they ain't paying no attention to them. And these kids have to dress themselves. And now because these kids ain't having too much guidance from the parents, the boys see a girl or the girls see the boy, they get the wiggly eyed at each other talking about, I'm in love. And now all of a sudden, we want to get married. How old are you? 13. Amen. You know, just like there's a phase of growth physically, they have to happen to your body. In other words, when you was in your mother's womb and when you came out, you was a newborn babe, and you had to go through stages of growth till you get to that full potential growth. But that's what you have to do mentally, in your mind. You have to grow. But see, what is happening, our children are being cut off so quick from growth, okay? And like I said, listen, over 200,000 child marriages, people, amen, in the United States between the year 2000 and 2015, whoa, I say it again, whoa, okay, amen. In one sense, you hear the nation talking about, we concerned about our children, but in another sense, you see they're not. Look at how they have taken away. I remember once upon a time, there was more concern about education, way more than it is now. Now, listen, when you start getting, when you have got to the point where the children don't have no more books in the classroom, when you get to a point like they don't really have to pass, they can be failing so long and you just push them on through. What kind of stuff is that? There is no stress of great importance on education in this day and time. I don't care what Joe Biden says, even the one before him, Donald Trump, even before him, Barack Obama. I don't care what they said. There is no stress on education in this day and time, not like it used to be. I mean, one time, education was a big thing. They didn't mind spending a lot of monies and stuff on education. Now, it's vice versa. You got more money spent on fixing roads, okay, than the kids get an education. Our children is put way on the back burner, okay? Amen. And see, many of us as parents, hallelujah, we know we just, and we just let the child do anything, okay? Hallelujah. Now, get this, as I read to you, and this is coming out of, U.S. News, World Report. As I read to you, it said that child marriages has been widespread across the country today, according to the report from Child USA, a national think tank that aims to combat child abuse in the U.S. More than 200,000 child marriages took place in the United States between the year 2000 and 2015, according to Frontline data. Of those child marriages, most minors involved were girls, okay? And more than 80% of the marriages were between an adult and a minor, okay? Since there is no federal law banning child marriage, what? The governing of the practice falls to states. Did you hear that? Now, this country, this is why I want to read that part. This country, you know, we want to talk about ain't no laws on this and that. Well, God has laws on it. See, this country is supposed to be founded, it's supposed to be now, founded on especially the laws of God. But see, we didn't get away from it, and now we said there is no laws, okay? Well, God has a law. Amen. God has a law. They said in recent years, a growing number of state legislators have begun addressing child marriage. Since 2015, at least half of states have enacted reforms to their minimal marriage age laws, according to the Tyrrell Justice Center, a nonprofit working to end child marriage. However, the group says most states' laws still fall far short of the protections that are truly needed. Still falling short, okay? So, wow, we can't, hallelujah, we can't protect the children? Now they said, okay, reading in this next one here, it said, throughout the country, many states allow child marriage with parental approval, with parental approval. So a parent is up there approving it. That's awful, people. Whether under special circumstances such as pregnancy, with a judge approval, or no other justification. In some states, such as Oregon and Nebraska, minors must be at least 17 to get married with parental consent, while other states set minimum at 15 or 16. States, including California, no minimum age is set, whatsoever if certain conditions are met. Huh? What? Wow. Right here in the good USA, people. Amen. Six states, Delaware, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, do not allow child marriage under any circumstance. In the majority of states, a minor could still legally marry an adult with whom sex outside of marriage will legally be a crime, according to an August 2020 report from the Tyrrell Justice Center. Under federal law, marriage provides a statutory defense to prosecution for sexual abuse of a minor. Okay? You hear that? Hallelujah. Amen. And the good old USA. Amen. Now you see why the judgments is heading here. Amen. Yeah, I know some of y'all going to get quiet when I say that. Yeah, now you see why the judgments are heading here. Glory be to God. Because look what is happening to our children. Look what we, once again, they said that with parental consent. You got parents marrying off the daughters. Just like when he said marry and giving in marriage, marry off a daughter, that's what they're doing. Okay? And since society has sent the household a message saying your children got to be number one and they should rule, so when little Susie, 12 years old, talking about she loved Donnie, who was 20, and had the influence and rulership in the house, you got mom and pop sitting up there saying, well, she love them, let's sign her off. What is this? Amen. These kids being signed off in these marriages like that, they going through some trauma, all kind of stuff. Listen, and I'm going to say this because my time is drawing to a close. Many of us are parents. When our children are teenagers, we're letting them be grown up too fast. Amen. Junior, 14 years old, 15, now he's popping earrings in his ear. And sometimes walking with his shirt open like he's a Mac Daddy and acting all cool and flirtation and flirting with this girl and that girl. And instead of us being parents and stepping in and try to regulate the right way they should go, all we say is, oh, he just being mannish. Really? Well, guess what, Dad, Mom, you're going to be held accountable because you saw this thing with it and you did nothing about it. Watch. And you can sit up there and say, well, they grown. You can sit there and say all you want to. You're going to be held accountable because what? They was under your authority given by who? By God. Some of you dads and moms, I'm going to say this. You might get upset, but I love you. You letting Susie be too grown. She popping lipstick, red lipstick and all kind of lipstick on her lips at 13 years old, dressing and looking like a grown-up woman. Okay? You let her stay out all kinds of late, doing what she want to, dressing in inappropriate clothes, okay, showing her breasts, got some on too tight or whatever, okay? Amen. Yeah, I know this will draw silence. I know that. I know that kind of talking right there ain't going to draw too many hand claps. I can forget about that. I would be shocked if it did. Amen. See, some of us as parents, we don't want to face the accountability. We're going to be held at. But these child marriages, it ain't going on just in other countries. It's going on here. Yeah. It's going on here in the good USA. Okay? And see, this is what I want to say with Nicole. We make things harder than what it is. Okay? It ain't nothing wrong with all these states coming together and say, hey, ain't going to be no child marriages because we got to help our children develop. But they make it like, oh, you got to vote this. Oh, it got to pass through there. Oh, it got to. No, we make stuff harder than what it is. Amen. We make it like you got to go through all kind of red tape. No, you don't have to do that. No, you ain't got to do that. Only thing the countries have to do, come together, these states, and say, hey, no more child marriages. Boom, boom. That's it. Not sitting here and say, okay, we got to vote. Wait 2 or 3 months to see whether it go through the House or whether it go through. Man, come on. Stop it. Amen. Stop it. Now we see one of the reasons why the judgments is hitting America. And the storms, the winds, famine in some parts, earthquake in some parts. And it ain't over with. Why? Because we are a hard-headed nation. That's why. Very hard-headed. God said, turn right. We said, no, we going left. And God said, I'm going to say it to you now again. Turn right. We going left. We are a hard-headed nation. And as mom and them used to say, a hard head makes a soft behind. Okay? You gonna get whooped. And that's what's happening. Now, I want to stop it there today. The Lord say the same. We'll come back with part 7 tomorrow, the end time like Noah's time. And I told you I was going to call these things out. That's what I'm going to do. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessed word today. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You are worthy of all the honor, praise, and glory. I pray that I've given your word to your pleasing, and I pray that you would touch the people this day and reveal your word unto them. And, Lord, I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. If the Lord say the same, I will be back tomorrow with part 7. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.